Hello, welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices. My name is Gina and I'm your host. This is chapter 8. And on this chapter, I am talking about all things forgiveness. First episode of this chapter, I spoke about what forgiveness is and what it is not. Then the next episode after that was the cost of holding on. So you need to just go back and understand where I'm coming from. Because in this particular chapter, I will be talking about forgiveness from yourself. So what this means is we are focusing on self-forgiveness, letting go of your own mistakes. This is a very big topic because I think sometimes we know the mistakes that we have done and we know where we have messed up. And we struggle to come back from that. It may take weeks, months, years. However, I want you to listen to me today and realize that you need to let your own mistakes go. You need to forgive yourself. If you know someone that has done some terrible things to themselves, or maybe they misjudged, miscommunicated, misunderstood, made a mistake at work, could be a personal life, made a mistake that could have costed so much more in their life or somebody else's life, and they are living in a ditch of regret, I want you to send them this podcast so they can have a listen. I understand why it's so difficult to forgive yourself from your own mistakes, and which takes us to the first part that I want to talk about. We often find it so difficult to let go or at least look at our own mistakes. It is so hard because we are often the hardest critics to our own selves. You know why it's so difficult? Because sometimes you're always pointing fingers at others. Oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do that. Or you must be like this, you must uphold this certain standard. You must do this X, Y, Z, blah, 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 blah. However, when you now make that mistake, you are the biggest critic because you realize that you have been crucifying other people. So now you have to like double crucify yourself, right? So you spend time just replaying those mistakes in your head for long when you should actually just let it go. Another thing is society doesn't really teach us about self-forgiveness. It only teaches us about forgiving other people, but it doesn't really talk about, oh, you need to forgive yourself for accepting that, and you need to forgive yourself for making that decision that later led you to X, Y, Z. So many people believe actually that if they feel bad or they carry the guilt is equivalent to the punishment they deserve for that mistake. So they believe that keeping that mistake, holding on to that pain is some sort of punishment, and they deserve to feel that pain because they, you know, they messed up. So they struggle to let go and they keep getting stuck in that vicious loop of thinking about what they did. So today I'm here to tell you that that is only keeping you stuck. It's preventing your growth and healing and self-acceptance. Okay, so I want you to understand that it's okay to accept that I made a mistake. It's okay to understand that I made a bad choice. It's okay to understand that this decision that I took, it might have been the wrong one. That does not mean you are a bad person. Okay, so that guilt, you can actually use it as a learning tool instead of turning it into shame or toxicity. You have to resolve that shame, because if you don't now, that thought of you feeling guilt and feeling shameful, when new opportunities come or new circumstances come, they lead to, like, that feeling will now lead you to self-sabotage. You now avoid certain things, or you even have destructive behaviors because you are constantly reminding yourself of that shame and of that guilt, and you feel like you just need to be in that corner or hide underground or, you know, whatever case may be, you keep on punishing yourself. So you have to just let go of your own mistakes. You cannot let your own mistakes hold you hostage. You have to grow. You have to let go of that guilt and grow out of that situation. Learn something from it. So here's some of the ways you can change your mindset towards this. Instead of saying, I messed up, try to say to yourself, I've learned a hard lesson. Okay, I'm taking an L, right? Take the L, take the lesson. Don't let those mistakes define you or how you grow from that. Allow yourself to accept, because you didn't know. Most times you did not know how it would turn out. Most times you thought it would be the other way, but it's not that. So you have to forgive yourself. You have to understand that you made a mistake. You are learning. And now that you learn, next time you will definitely make a wiser decision. Don't allow those mistakes to define you. You need to ask yourself, what did this experience teach me? How can I apply this wisdom forward? Okay, then own it. Yes, you messed up. I messed up. Forgive yourself. I'm sorry I messed up. Yo, I really messed up. I really messed up this time. Oh, I am so sorry. I wish that in the future I make wiser decisions. Own up to your mistakes and then release them. Acknowledge what happened without any judgment. So denying or trying to continuously self-crucify will only lead to denial, and that will delay your healing. So you have to take responsibility where necessary, and please don't dwell in the self-blame. Otherwise, you'll be stuck there. So another thing, speak to yourself with kindness, right? Acknowledge that you made a mistake. I made a mistake. I'm still worthy of love and happiness, because we are all human at the end of the day. So whatever mistake that you did does not define you. It was a mistake, and that's it. Mistakes happen. Nobody's perfect. Accept yourself just the way you are. Practice self-compassion. How would you talk to a loved one, right, if they've probably done something wrong? I know in most cases, somebody would say, I would yell at them and shout at them and say, oh, you messed up, or you did this, or you did that. But in actual fact, how we need to speak to ourselves is with so much self-compassion. So you can speak to yourself and tell yourself that I am not my past and I deserve peace. I forgive myself and I am still worthy of love and happiness. And let that go. Like, let all of that go. So you need to now shift. The moment you acknowledge, you need to now shift towards growth. So focus on how this experience has shaped your life. Yes, I know you may be in a worse situation, but look at how it has made you or shaped you into a better version of yourself, right? Then use that mistake as a stepping stone to propel forward. Instead of focusing on what went wrong, focus on what you can do right moving forward. Because to be honest, nobody's going to go back into the past and fix whatever that has been done. Today is the 12th of February. This day has already done. There's no way I'm going to go back in the morning. So you need to work like that. You need to think like that. Like, okay, that mistake that I did, there is no way I'm ever going to go back. But how can I make myself better for the next day or for the next hour or for the next minute? Understand that you need to forgive yourself, as that is a decision. So give yourself permission. Allow yourself to move forward. Release the idea that you're suffering forever, and Let go of the guilt today and ask yourself what possibilities are open to me. Because remember, we are infinite potential. We are the children of God, and God is infinite potential. So ask yourself, what possibilities are opening up for me? All right. So you are not your mistake. You are growth. You are growing. You are resilient, and you have the ability to move on and move forward. Forgive yourself. Not because you are coming up with an excuse of what you did. No, but you are acknowledging what you did. And because of that, you deserve peace. You deserve peace of mind in your present moment. I look forward to sharing the next episode after this, because I'll be talking about forgiveness in relationships. But before we go, I want to help you with the forgiveness prayer that I learned today in my walk. I was listening to The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. And there was a chapter towards the end that he spoke about forgiveness. Why forgiveness is important, and the reason why I'm doing this chapter in the very first place. Forgiveness sets you free. Forgiveness sets the other person free. And forgiveness, for the bigger part, brings new opportunities into your life. Because once you let go, you open yourself up and you allow new experiences and new opportunities come in. So here's a prayer that I want to share with you. I've already used it, and ever since I did, I literally witnessed a complete transformation within my life. Because yes, I'm a human being as well. As much as I speak about forgiveness, there's also people that did me wrong. There's also people that have hurt me, and I may have tried to forgive them, but you know that it's like you are digging. That's how I see it. I dig the first layer of forgiveness. I dig again until I fully hit the surface, where I completely forgive each and every single person that's ever hurt me. And do this practice. Sit and think about everybody, because sometimes you may think that it's the person that hurt you last week or last month or last 6 months or last year. But if you look back, there's people that have hurt you from since as long as you can remember. And all those people, you are still holding them. You're still tying on to them. So I am allowing you to release all those people, release whatever they did to you, and forgive them. Forgive each and every single person that has done you wrong. So here's the forgiveness prayer. You can look it up. It's a book by Joseph Murphy called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. And trust me, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind is a multi-layered channel which unravels, right? And one of the things that is very important to understanding the power of your subconscious mind, one of the things is to let go of people that have hurt you, because that will liberate you. So quiet your mind and relax your body and let go. Think of God and His love for you. Okay, think of God and His love for you and all the blessings that He's blessed you with. Then affirm, I fully and freely forgive. Then you mention the name of the person, right? Be intentional with this. I fully and freely forgive ... I release you today, mentally and spiritually. I completely forgive everything connected with the matter in question. I am free, and ... is free. Like, you can mention the name, or you can say he or she is free. In today, so as you're saying that prayer, right, it is my day of general amnesty, right? So in your day of general amnesty, say this: I release everybody and anybody who's hurt me, and I wish each and everyone happiness, health, peace, and all the blessings of life. I do this freely, joyously, and loving. All right? Once you say this, whenever you think about the person that has hurt you or the people that have hurt you, right? The people that you have to forgive, you say, I have released you and all the blessings of life are yours. I am free and you are free and it is wonderful. And you let go. Once you have forgiven that person intentionally and sincerely, it is unnecessary for you to repeat this prayer. Okay, so whenever now, maybe you're just doing your own thing and all of a sudden they come up in your head, just say, peace be unto you, and then you let it go. Every time they come up in your head, you always say, peace be unto you, and then you let it go. Go and practice this and come back and tell me what you think. I always have an amazing time sharing on this podcast, and I hope whatever I'm sharing, you also allow other people to experience it by sharing this too. Next, I'm talking about relationships or forgiveness in relationships. Enjoy.